Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 7th of August, The Creation of Man. The creation of the man's biological body preceded the creation of his spirit and soul. The Son of God firstly created the man's body from the dust of the ground. Then, through a second creative action, the Son of God breathed the breath of Yahweh into the man's nostrils. Through this action, the man became a living being with a spirit and soul. Thus, man was created triune in nature, body, soul, and spirit. The formation of the man's gender as male belonged to the creation of his biological body, as well as to the formation of his soul and spirit. His body was created first as male, and then his spirit and soul were also created as male. However, the full expression of the man's gender as male could only be adequately appreciated following the formation of the woman as female. When the Son breathed into man the breath of Yahweh, he committed to him the potential for all the identities who would ever be born through procreation. We note that a bride needed to be brought forth from the man before identities could be multiplied through procreation. The man, as a living soul, had received possession of his own identity. He was therefore accountable for his own expression and decisions. As such, he had the freedom to choose sonship and the fellowship of headship at the tree of life. With freedom came responsibility as well as accountability, meaning that Adam would need to give an account for his responses. The man's name as a son of God had been discussed by the Lord God before the foundation of the world. This name was entrusted to Yahweh's Son when he was begotten by the Father as the Son of God. Although Adam had possession of his own identity, he had not yet received his sonship name by which he could be born as a son of God. New birth was possible only after Christ completed the sonship works of every person on his offering journey. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, Zechariah chapter 12 verse 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, and Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. For further study, Psalm 8.